Perfect picture, the space and time splitter, the Augustan calendar plumb line. We all know what common error means. Please.
Watch this. Rhymes and poetry.
You. People have been talking, man. You know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to just do it.
Happening, you are tuned into Rhymes and Poetry right here on Active FM with your girl Nalzili. I am feeling a little bit under the weather, but nevertheless, I am right here in the studios. It is cold up in here in South Africa. It is spring in South Africa, wherever you are. I don't know where you are, but just know that it is spring in South Africa. I know the seasons change according to where you are around the world, but it is spring. But it has been rainy and it has been a little bit cold up in here, but nevertheless, it is hot in the studios of Active FM. We are doing another poetry show, speaking about poetry in Canada. Yeah, so get into all of that. We are about to listen to some awesome tunes by Active Worship. This one is entitled Inception.
Hi, I'm Morgan from Open Doors, and you're listening to Active FM.
Closer.
Tuned into Rhymes and Poetry. Listen, like, I tried practicing that Canadian accent, like, I couldn't get it, because I was like, I'm gonna be all up in here doing the Canadian accent. It's actually a very, very difficult accent to get. I mean, many people think the British accent is, like, the one that's more difficult to get, but then I found that learning the Canadian accent is different, because they speak differently. Like, it's not like any, like, I don't know how to explain it. Doing the British accent is easier. Doing the Russian accent, because it's distinct. But with the Canadian accent, it's sort of like a mix, I would say. It sounds sort of like Southy, but at the same time, Englandy. It's like, it's a weird mix. Listen, I could not get that accent. But nevertheless, I'm going to give you guys some quick facts about Canada, which, did you know that Canada spans 9,984,670 square meters and comprises of 6 time zones? That is flipping awesome. So, like, can you just imagine, this person's on the south of Canada, you're on the north of Canada, and you guys are in 2 different time zones or whatever the case is. That is very weird. I know here in South Africa, listen, we all in the same time zone. You call someone from Eastern Cape, Cape Town, they all in the same time zone. But in Canada, they have 6 different time zones. Canada is the home of the longest street in the world. Yonge Street in Ontario starts at the Lake Ontario and runs through to the north of Ontario, which stretches about 2,000 kilometers. Can you imagine? Like, this is one of the roads that you want to, like, race on. I know many people go on these fast car races. It freaks me out. I would never do it. But nevertheless, if that is your thing, that is your thing. The Big Nickel in Sudbury, Ontario, is the world's largest coin. It is a huge production of the 1951 Canadian nickel and measures 9 meters in diameter. Canada has twice been invaded by the USA in 1775 and again in 1812. Listen, I didn't even know that Canada was invaded, and I didn't even know that the US was woke at that time, because you know, the US has been invading places, though. I didn't know that Canada was one of the places that they invaded. Canada holds the record for holding the most gold medals won at the Winter Olympics, taking 14 gold medals at the 2010 Vancouver Winter Olympics. These people are breaking records left, right, and center. I mean, I don't know if it's like a they thing to break records. But the last fact I'm going to give you about Canada is that there are famous Canadians that we know all around the world. These are people I didn't even know came from Canada. So there are people like Pamela Anderson, Leonard Cohen, Avril Lavigne is Canadian, Keanu Reeves, listen, The Matrix, and Jim Carrey. I didn't know these people were Canadian, but I can also add to that list, because we obviously know that one of the most famous people that came out of Canada is Justin Bieber, and he's been doing the most on the Christian scene. I mean, speaking of people like Kanye West, and speaking of people like Justin Bieber, they have had a radical transformation, and that just shows me that God is going to use anyone, and he wants to use everyone. No matter how famous you are, no matter what's going on in your world, he is ready to use you. I mean, before this, we wouldn't even think that Kanye West would be, like, on the Christian scene like that. I mean, he's going hard. And so is Justin Bieber. He's married now. Listen, he's, like, moving away from drama, because many people try and put you in drama when you move out of drama, but he's moved far out of that, and he's ready to start his life again. So Canadian poetry is poetry of a typical of Canada. The term encompasses poetry in Canadian or by Canadian people in the official languages of English and French, an increasingly prominent body of work in the indigenous languages. I didn't even know people in Canada spoke French. I mean, I was reading up on this Canadian poetry, and I saw French Canadian poetry, and I was like, oh wow, do French people also, like, write poetry about Canada? Like, what is happening here? But they speak French. believe it or not, in Canada. And basically, there's a father of Canadian poetry, and he's a Canadian poet who was closely linked to the emergence of French Canadian literature. He has been called the father of French Canadian poetry, and his name is Octave Claude Joseph Olivier Gramazie. I wish I could say that more French. I mean, these accents are like escaping me today. But that is basically what his name is. And he basically fathered poetry in Canada. And it is French poetry, rather, in Canada. And it's very amazing to learn about places. Because for me, Canadian people speak English. Like, where do the French people come from? Were they like... where did they come from? Is my question. I don't associate them with French poetry, but it's very interesting to read up and see about how we do actually have French poetry. Although English Canadian poetry began to be written soon after the European colonization began, many English-speaking Canadians first celebrated poets who came from the Confederation period in the mid-19th century. In the 20th century, Anglo-Canadian poets embraced European and American poetic innovations. And now, when I was reading up on poetry in Canada, it doesn't strike me as something that's very popular in Canada, if I could say it that way. It doesn't strike me as something where everyone's like, whoa, we need to get into Canadian literature, we need to get into Canadian poetry. What I did find, though, was that there are 8 weird poems that were written in Canada. For Canadians, these are very weird poems because they've titled them the 8 weirdest poems written in Canada. But we are going to actually read them, or lines from them, because like these poems are extremely long. And then we are going to actually decipher whether these poems are actually weird or not. But we are going to do that all after this. Canadians can think of. The first one is from Margaret Atwood, and it's called Hook, Line, and Sinker. And this poem is from Power Politics, and it was written in 1971. And it takes an alternative approach to the traditional love poem. And basically, people think it's weird. I was only able to get to lines 1-4, which was, for me, what the Canadians think was weird about this poem. But here we go. You fit into me like a hook into an eye, a fish hook, an open eye. And then that's basically what the poem is about. Is it weird for me? Does it take an alternative approach to love? I mean, listen, many people have used many concepts to describe what love is. Obviously, if you're someone that's more into fishing, then you are basically gonna be drawn into writing love poetry with regards to fishing, because I'm someone who writes more with regards to what the reality of the situation is. I don't use much of that personification. I don't bring in many concepts that are foreign to me. Like, I wouldn't write a poem about farming in a way that brings love about. I wouldn't say it's a weird poem. I would say, yes, she did take a different approach as to how love poems usually look like. The next person is Lorna Crozier, and her poem is entitled Cucumbers, and it was written in 1985. And now, this is the weirdest part of the poem, according to Canadians, and I'm reading from line 1-5. Cucumbers hide in a leafy camouflage, popping out when you least expect, like flashes in the park. And that is basically from her poem. As I said, listen, I'm not agricultural. I wouldn't write poems about vegetables and stuff. Like, the most I could do is write about, I don't know, like salads and stuff. But like, why would I be writing poetry about salads at the same time? So the next poem is by Milton Acorn, and basically the natural history of elephants. And as I said, like, I'm not very intrigued with like animals and stuff, unless it's a horse. I'd write poetry about horses, but like, not even that much. Maybe one day when I have my own horse, and then we form that brilliant connection, because you know horses can sense your emotions. I love those animals. Like, horses and bees are like, if someone could own a beehive and a stable in their house, that would be me. And not to be a crazy person who likes honey straight from the hive. I don't want the honey, I just want the bees, because they're so super awesome to me. But this guy wrote about elephants, and this is what he writes. In the elephant's 5-pound brain, the whole world's both table and sit house, where he wandered seeking veins, exchanging great parts. And that is the poem about elephants. And then the next one is by Bert Elmer, and it's called The Muse in the Surgical Theater. And obviously this guy is a doctor, because why are you writing about surgical theaters otherwise? And it basically goes, my muse watches with the transplant team as they wait for the exuberant moment when the first golden drop hits, forms the end of the cut ureter of the newly grafted kidney. And obviously, like, he was obviously like performing like surgery or something of that sort, and he was like, oh my goodness, this is okay. These are very weird poems. I have to agree with the Canadians. I mean, if you look at these poems, it's not ordinary poems that you would read per se. The next one is by Julie Berry, which says, not the heaven of raccoons. And this is how it goes. The raccoons are in the cornfield, feasting, while in heaven right next door, somebody has plugged a radio into a long extension cord, and music from the local radio station has scared the raccoons away. And bushels of corn are picked by a woman who loves the feel of perfect ears in her hands. Because this is her heaven, you see, not heaven for the raccoons. And obviously it's speaking more to the animal side of things. And we do know that most animals are repelled by sound. I know, like, on New Year's Day, like, and we're about to approach New Year's Day very soon, just by the way, please, like, lock your dogs away somewhere, or like keep them in a place where the fireworks won't like disturb them. I think it's really sad when you hear dogs crying from all the loud sounds of the firecrackers and stuff. It's really not cool. So if you do have pets, please lock your pets away. And the next one is by Bill Bissett, and it's called A Violent Person. So it's person without the E. So it's P-R-S-O-N. And this is how it goes. A mountain sliding into the sand. Someone who would stay, you could withhold, and they could find you, they wouldn't leave you. You would become all there with them and not that. And like, what's weird about this poem is like how he's written the words. So mountain has been spelled M-O-U-N-T-I-N. Into has been spelled I-N and the number 2. There has been spelled T-H. Someone has been spelled S-U-M-W-U-N. And wood has been spelled W-U-D. These are not the only words that have been spelled wrong. I mean, U is spelled Y-U. And obviously, he did a play on words then. Many people can familiarize themselves with this because many people speak in WhatsApp slang or BBM slang back in the days, if you're old enough to know what BBM was. But BBM, guys, people, BlackBerry Messenger, for those who don't know what BBM is, people would speak the most broken, messed up English possible. I think that all started with SMSs because SMSs charge you airtime. And the more you can shorten the word, obviously, the less airtime you use. And then it sort of translated into our messengers. But those are the weirdest poems by Canadians. For me, are they weird? I would say somewhat. Some of them were pretty weird. The concepts that they write about are pretty weird. But other than that, I would say that they do okay poetry. Nothing stood out to me. There was no excellence that stood out to me, like as we read with the other poems that we've done before. But I would say that they've done a brilliant job in writing their poetry. But that is not all from me. We are going to close the show in a bit.
Yo, 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 this is Stevie Hazard, and right now you're listening to Active FM. Christ music is hot music. Peace.
You have been tuned into Rhymes and Poetry, talking all things Canadian poetry. Listen, the Canadians know how to bring out the weirdness of life. We spoke about some fun facts about Canada, them breaking records up in there. But for another week, this is your girl, Nalsi Lee. And before I sign out, I know you are like, Nalsi Lee, but you didn't give us the platforms. We don't know where to find you. And like, we like lost and we don't know what to do. All right. Well, you can simply find us on our platforms, which is www.activefm.ca.ca. Otherwise, hit us up on the socials, which is Facebook at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM, 777, the number of heaven. If you're looking for Rhymes and Poetry, simply Rhymes and Poetry 777. But for another week, this is your girl, Nalsi Lee, signing out. Peace out and God bless you.
ActiveFM. Christ music is heart music.
In every situation, through every problem, I will shape every part of my life into praise. I refuse to accept the label defeated, retreated. Let all that I am praise the name above all names. Eyes wide open in gratitude refined. Put back on my feet again. No language can praise Jesus enough. I'm living at my best. It's all about who you are, God, and what you've done for me. Off the